USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Russian authorities are confirming a total of more than 140 dead in the wake of Friday's terrorist attack in Moscow. It happened during a sold-out rock concert. Gunmen opened fire into the crowd. ISIS-K claiming credit for the attack.
And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Vice President Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, there's a memorial growing outside the concert hall where the attack happened. USA's Laura Winters.
They started shooting people with automatic weapons at random and setting off explosives, which started a massive fire. Russian authorities arresting 11 suspects. Hundreds of people gathering outside the concert hall Saturday night to mourn the victims, lighting candles and leaving teddy bears and other stuffed animals and notes at the scene.
The White House is expecting an Israeli delegation to arrive in Washington, D.C. for high-level talks this week. President Biden invited a team of Israeli officials to visit during a recent phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At the same time, House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he wants to invite the Prime Minister to speak to Congress about the conflict against Hamas in Gaza. Gale force winds could be to blame for more than 100,000 power outages in the far northeastern U.S. On Sunday night, power outages were widespread across much of coastal southwest Maine. According to the website poweroutage.us, there were more than 116,000 utility customers without electricity as of 9 p.m. Sunday. Pressured to address implications about a potential gambling scandal, Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is set to speak to the media for the first time on Monday. These the first public statements being made by Ohtani since news of his former interpreter's case surfaced. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One U.S. senator says there were warnings from the U.S. sent to the Russian government about the potential for terrorist attacks like the one in Moscow on Friday. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia tells Fox News Sunday Russian President Vladimir Putin would not listen.
Vladimir Putin gave a speech on Tuesday discounting the warning, saying we were trying to meddle and create confusion. We also warned Iran a couple months ago about a potential attack by ISIS-K there.
There's a push ongoing to remove yet another House Speaker from his position, USA's John Schaefer.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is advocating for the removal of House Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Greene has submitted a motion to remove Johnson from the speakership because of his endorsement of a government spending bill exceeding $1 trillion. Conservatives oppose the bill due to its absence of significant spending reductions.
Search and rescue teams in California say they've located the body of hiker Caroline Meister. The sheriff's office said search and recovery efforts wrapped up Friday after her body was found at the base of a waterfall, this in the Ventana Wilderness situated within the Los Padres National Forest. Investigators have said they saw no signs of foul play. The man behind the Academy Award-winning soundtrack to the Dune movies, Hans Zimmer, taking his next-gen movie soundtrack show on the road once again, hitting 17 cities starting September 6th in Duluth, Georgia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.